Friday, June 25th, a solidarity demonstration was held outside of the Montreal offices of Citizenship and Immigration Canada in support of Shamim Akhtar and her family's struggle against deportation from Canada. Shamim Akhtar and her husband, Naeem Khan, and their daughters, Sadaf and Sadia, and their sons, Sean and Samir, continue to face deportation amidst a public and political struggle against their removal. The family was refused as refugee claimants in Montreal in August of 2002, despite the grave risks they face if deported to Pakistan, either directly or indirectly through the United States. In Karachi, Pakistan, the family, Shiite Muslims, were the direct targets of the militant sectarian organization, the SSP. Naeem was beaten and brutalized several times, including once with bicycle chains, while Shamim and her daughters were held at gunpoint in their homes. The family came to Canada in the hopes of finding a more humane refugee determination system, affording them the protection they sought and deserved. The refugee hearing took place in August of 2002. Since being refused refugee status in Canada, the Akhtar Khan family has been leading the fight against Pakistani deportations from Canada. CKUT Radio spoke with Amir Kadir, a political activist in Montreal who works with Doctors Without Borders, at the June 25th rally against the Akhtar Khan family's deportation.
I am Dr. Amir Kadir from Union des Forces Progressistes, member of Union des Forces Progressistes. We are gathered, a group of around 40 people, to denounce the possible deportation, expulsion from Canada of a family of Pakistani people who have been living here for more than 2 years, whose children are already partly adapted here, have learned French, moreover, who have been active in issues concerning other Pakistanis, who have been very vocal in demanding Canada to recognize the fact that there exists a violence, interconfessional and political violence of important scale in Pakistan, and many people are menaced and are threatened by this situation, especially those who have had political involvement in the past, who are involved in the defense of the rights of their communities in Pakistan. And due to the American intervention in the region, Pakistan is now a hotbed of confessional and political unrest. We know that more than 60 people have been victim in the past 2-3 years, professionals, physicians, have been victim of this interconfessional violence, which is in fact a violence with political involvement. And in this regard, it's dangerous for them to be deported. Especially, this family is coming from Karachi, and Karachi is the most violent city now in Pakistan. Just recently, there has been a big bomb attack, which killed many Shiites, many members of the Shiite community in Pakistan. So in this context, pretending that there is no problem for this family just shows the total insensitivity and ignorance of the officials and the commissioners that have signed their order of expulsion. Moreover, when we know, you know, the case of Maher Arar, for example, the case of the refugees that we have expelled to the United States and who have been sent back home and then somehow have been tortured to extort information for U.S. authorities, we should be very open in front of our people, and the Canadian government should say, yes, we agree that the United States subcontracts other countries to torture individuals in order to get information. Do we agree as Canadians with that? No, I think. And the people gathered here today are here just to say that.
No one is illegal.
No one. No one is illegal.
We are in a post-September 11 context where the security delirium, the security propaganda waged by the United States in order to justify its foreign policy in the Middle East has just done that, profiling and putting all the focus on people from Middle East and Western Asia in order to justify the restraints put on civil liberties here and to justify big military and security expenses, which are instruments of U.S. domination around the world. So the people from my country, for example, Iran, Palestine, Afghanistan, the Arab world and the Pakistan are unfortunately the first victims of this racial profiling, which is just a propaganda instrument to indulge the Canadian public opinion to the fact that they are threatened by some global threat coming from our people.
You have just heard an interview with Amir Kadir, a political activist in Montreal who works with Doctors Without Borders. The interview was recorded at the June 25th rally against the Akhtar Khan family's deportation from Montreal. CKUT Radio also spoke with Ali Hassani, an organizer with the Action Committee of Pakistani Refugees, about the family's struggle against deportation and the larger Pakistani community's fight against removals. Currently in Montreal, there are hundreds of Pakistani refugees facing deportation in the coming weeks and months.
Right now, in Pakistan, as you can see from the media and from all the news, the terrorism is on the highest. There are people being killed on the street. The worship places are being bombed. And what we are demanding from Government of Canada, that they should put a moratorium on all the deportation of Pakistan till the situation cools off there and we evaluate to see if their lives are more safe if they are sent back. I think what we are constantly trying to do is to remind the responsible authorities in Government of Canada that they have to listen to the people, they have to see the situation, and they have to take certain decision with respect to these Pakistani refugees. And I think today's demand is also to put them pressure on them to see that people are on the street demanding for the human life. And this is the purpose of today's meeting. If they go back to Pakistan, the chances are they may lose their lives. As a matter of fact, not too long ago, about 2 weeks ago, there was a bomb blast in the place where they live, back in Karachi, and there were armies called and there were 6 army people killed, and this is what the situation right now in Pakistan, in the neighborhood where these people live. And we think as a result of that, this family, especially this family, needs to be to stay here in Canada rather than deportation.
That was an interview with Ali Hassani, an organizer with the Action Committee of Pakistani Refugees. The interview was recorded on June 25th at a June 25th demonstration held to protest the pending deportation of Shamim Akhtar, her husband Naeem Khan, and their 4 children from Canada. Saraf Ali Khan, the eldest daughter of 17 years, has become a spokesperson for the fight against her family's deportation. Saraf spoke at a workshop with the No One Is Illegal campaign in Montreal, held at the annual convention of the Canadian Council for Refugees. She gave a moving testimony of the lived reality of a life as a refugee in Canada, and also the reality which the Shia Muslim minority face in Karachi, Pakistan. Here is Saraf.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Sadaf, and here just sitting by my side, it's my mom, Shamim Akhtar. I belong from a Pakistani Shia Muslim community. I would like to tell you that we were refused on the basis that our judge told us that your dad, or Mr. Naeem Ali, the father of the family, is not an active member of a Shia community, and on those basis, because she thinks that only a professional person can be persecuted in Pakistan, even if he's Shia, doesn't matter. But those who died in the incident of 8th May, that was a bomb blast in 2004. It's a more recent in my own city, where we live. It took place in our own mosque. 22 people died over there, 100 are still injured. Babies were included. There weren't professional doctors, engineers, any active members of the Shia community. Just a month before than that, three incidents took place, 45 people died, 12 died, one died, and just another recent incident took place in Lahore. Okay, that same thing happening everywhere. It's Pakistan. The government over there, it's not like Canada. They should know this. Pervez Musharraf have promised all false promises he have done before. If he was successful, people wouldn't be seeing their own people dying in front of their own parents or their own kids dying, and parents were unable to do nothing for them. I'm like, it's all useless. Me, I feel really bad because I have well integrated over here. I have done well. I speak French. I have all of the certificates, which shows that I'm well integrated to Quebec people over here. My friends, they don't want me to leave. My teacher, they don't want me to leave. What else do they need? I'm like, they do not have any reason to deport me. They care about a dog, they care about a cat, not of a human being. I'm just 16, I'm gonna turn 17. They have their own kids in front of them. If they put themselves in my feet, can they just think of the situation I'm going through? I don't think so. I'm like, I have my classmates who want to speak up for me. I've not done all that work. When I came over here, my mom, she wasn't in a condition to go to the offices and to do all the paperwork. I was just 15. I have worked very hard with my dad. He wasn't fluent in English. He wasn't fluent in French. He didn't know nothing about Canada. The only thing which we found it good was that I was able to speak English at that time. And I worked with all my zeal and zest. I put all my efforts to integrate myself over here. I did all the paperwork with my dad. No one was there. I think like there would be some people who have their own children. No one can let a 15-year-old girl do all that work, but I did. My judge didn't thought about that. She didn't read anything, and she just wrote the decision as if she just see the file number, okay, file number 05, it's deported. And she just had to find some few reasons to give us for our deportation. It's a big deal. She have played with six lives, including my Canadian-born brother, just 2 years old. I would like to add over here that in Lahore, there is this family who have been gunshotted over there. Six people died. One of my age, there was this guy who was just 16. A baby of 1 year, they shooted her in her head. And they think that we are not suffering from any persecution back to our homeland. They can see that. I mean, like, they are not blind. When she wrote our decision, she was supposed to do her best to find out that whether if we are suffering from any persecution or not, but she didn't. If she would have done that, she would have went through all this BBC or CNN news, which I was reading every day, every news. And I was thinking that somehow I think that the person who would be writing my decision would be reading all that too. I had a hope, and I feel bad because they didn't did any justice. As well as I'm speaking about my case, but I would like to speak about the other Pakistanis too, that they are suffering too. That doesn't mean if they're not speaking up, it's maybe because they're scared to speak up, but I'm not, because they are playing with our lives. I am not. I have the right to speak, and I am going to, even if I'm 16, even if I'm 17, because I think that my parents, they have did a lot. Maybe it's my turn to do, and I think I'll make it, because it's over. It's just over. They cannot do that anymore with anyone. They do not have any rights to play with anyone's life, which they have been doing without reading any of the proofs which we have been giving to them. And the other Pakistanis are suffering from severe problems back to their homeland too. Doesn't matter if they are not able to express themselves. They want proofs. They're able to see what's going on. I mean, like, the judge of PRRA quoting from the same site her arguments regarding our case that, no, they do not fear any persecution back to their homeland. And same news saying that yes, it's not over. Sipa Sahab is still there. Just changed their names, and now they're working under other organizations, under other names. That doesn't mean that we do not feel any persecution over there. We do fear persecution over there. I'm like, no one of you guys
will want their own kids to go over there and to die in front of your own eyes? I don't think so. I don't think so. No one out of you will want that. I cannot see my just 2 years old brother being shooted over there in his head. I cannot see. I cannot see that. They can take care of a cat if she's not feeling well. Oh, I have to take her to the doctor. I mean, like, we are human being. They can think this much more about us. Doesn't take a lot of time. They should put themselves in our feet to just, like, you know, to think the way we are thinking, to feel the way we are suffering. God forbids if that happens with their own kids, I'm sure that they will never be able to suffer the way we are suffering. It's hard to integrate ourselves in a new country. In a 1 month, they can tear our lives up. They need to change the way of their thinking. They need to provide justice, and they have to. They should look at other people as human beings, not like statues. I'm a human being. I breathe. I live. I move. I have a life here. I have my family over here, and I have other Pakistani friends. And all of the people from different communities, Algerian, Palestinians, from other communities, other countries, who are suffering from the same problem. And I would like you guys to help us out.
No one, no one is illegal. No one, no one is illegal. No one, no one is illegal. No.
You've been listening to a speech given by Sadaf Ali Khan, the eldest daughter of the Akhtar Khan family of six, who continues to fight against their deportation from Montreal. Shamim Akhtar and her husband Naeem Khan and their daughters Sadaf and Sadia and their sons Shan and Samir continue to face deportation amidst a public and political struggle against their removal. The family was refused as refugee claimants in Montreal in August of 2002, despite the grave risk they face if deported to Pakistan, either directly or indirectly through the United States. In Karachi, Pakistan, the family, who are Shia Muslims, were the direct targets of the militant and sectarian organization, the SSP. Naeem was beaten and brutalized several times, while Shamim and her daughters were held at gunpoint in their homes. Since the family came to Canada in hopes of finding a more humane refugee determination system, affording them the protection they sought and deserved. Their refugee hearing took place in August of 2002. They were subsequently denied refugee status. Since being refused refugee status in Canada, the Akhtar Khan family has been leading the fight against Pakistani deportations from Canada, along with the Action Committee of Pakistani Refugees Against Racial Profiling in Montreal. To support the Akhtar Khan family's fight against deportations and the work of the Action Committee of Pakistani Refugees, contact 514-812-0858. That's 514-812-0858. Or you can email noii-montreal@resist.ca. This piece has been produced for CKUT Radio in Montreal by Stefan Christophe.